Today I'm going to be looking at a passage we've already covered, but there's another principle in these verses that really bears a little bit of study. Let's take a look at it now in Daniel 1, verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, "In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God, and he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God." Years ago, I had this teacher in junior high school who was exceptionally dedicated to the success of his students. His name was Mr. Day. And when the local teachers' union went on strike, which seemed to be in our town an annual event, he opened his home on weekends to help tutor students for free, anybody who wanted to get ready for government exams. Looking back on it now, I suspect that some of the members of the teachers' union might not have liked this. For that matter, they wouldn't have liked Mr. McCauley either, because he actually crossed the picket line at the school building to tutor us in physics when the teachers went on strike again a few years later. And of course, the reason these stories stand out is because both of these men had little to gain and much to lose in going against the rest of their colleagues. Nobody was paying them anything extra for their time. Some might have been hassled for crossing the picket line, but there they were, because they cared so deeply about the students whose academic careers were suffering because of a labor dispute. You know, when you read about the siege in Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar's army and the way disrespectful Babylonian hands seized the temple treasures and threw them into the treasuries of a pagan idol, well, it says a lot about the character of God. He was willing to suffer the indignity of having Babylonians scoff at his majesty and power. And the reason he was willing to put up with it was because he knew it would be the best thing for the salvation of his people. Now, fast forward a few centuries, and I think you're going to see what I'm driving at. Not only was God willing to have the world watch his people lose a religious battle for their own good, he himself made the ultimate sacrifice. Not content to watch the human race simply destroy itself, he opted to become one of us and then suffer personal humiliation at the hands of sinful human beings. He took heaven's treasure and allowed it to come to a world that scarcely recognized how valuable he was. In the words of the Gospel of John, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. And why did God do this? Why did he allow himself to step into a world that the Bible often calls Babylon? He did it for us. Now, we have a choice. We can recognize that pearl of great price as the world heaps contempt on. We can recognize why Jesus was willing to suffer humiliation. And the more we study it, the more we'll find that he's offering us a better way to live.